Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is Daf Daled. We left off on Daf Gimel Amud Bet, in the middle, towards the bottom of the page. The Gemara begins. How do we know that the earnings of the daughter go to a father? It says that when a person sells his daughter as a Hebrew maidservant, ma ama maaseh hadeh l'rabba, af bat nami maaseh hadeh l'aviyah. Just like an ama, a Hebrew maidservant, her earnings go to her master, so too a daughter, her earnings go to her father. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, tipuk lemi neorea beit aviyah. Why don't we use the same pasuk we learned earlier? Why don't we use that to learn these dinim from here as well? So the Gemara says, "Ela behafarat nedarim hudichtiv." It must be that this pasuk is referring to where it is in its context in the Torah, talking about annulling a vow. So too over here, behafarat nedarim hudichtiv. It's referring to in this pasuk by a father being able to annul his daughter's vows. So the Gemara then says, "Vechitema nilaf minei." Maybe we can learn out from there, from hafarat nedarim. Why don't we learn out from there, right? Rashi says, Mamon min nidarim, money, monetary law from nidarim. So the Gemara says, Mamona mi isura lo yalfinan. We cannot learn mamon for kiddushin. We cannot learn it from an isur, from a prohibition. So the Gemara then says, Vechi tema nilaf miknasa. Maybe we can learn from a fine, from a penalty. Meaning, if let's say there's a fine, right? Rashi says, Vechi tema nilaf kesef kiddusha mi kesef knasa. Money from a fine. If let's say a person violated his daughter, there's 50 kesef that goes to the father. So why don't we learn from there for kiddushin? So the Gemara says, "Mamuna miknasa lo yalfin," and you cannot learn money from a knas, from a fine. So the Gemara says, "Vechi teman nilaf mi boshet ufgam." Maybe we can learn from embarrassment or degradation or something that was degrading to the daughter. That the father gets paid for that also. So the Gemara says, "Shane boshe dufgam de avua shayach begavaihu." No, those are different because the father is actually connected to them. He's involved with them, meaning that he can marry her off to someone that is an embarrassing type of person to be married to. And then what happens as a result is that he can end up receiving boshe dufgam, so he can actually be involved and connected to the embarrassment and degrading of his daughter. So the Gemara says, "Ela mistabra." It makes sense. Dechim kamim ma'et yetsiah dekavada kamim ma'et. What it's trying to exclude is yetsiah, an exclusion that is like this, that is like the case of ama ivira. Right? What does Rashi say? Rashi says, "Yetsiat erusin dumiyad yetsiat ama." Just like a Hebrew maidservant, kamim ma'et midin ama ulmeimar diyesh kesef ba, that there is kesef. Uma yetsiat ama ivira en kesef la'adon, just like the yetsiah, the leaving of the ama ivira, there's no kesef to the master. The nafka mirshutei ka'amarkra. Af mi'ut yesh kesef, dikai daik litsiat erusin, yesh kesef limishi yetsah menu ka'amar, vahainu av. In this case, where there is kesef, the kesef goes to the father, by kiddushin. Okay, we're on the top of Dalet Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, "V'halo damya hayetziah lahayetziah." How can you compare the leaving of an ama ivriya to the leaving of a daughter from her father? So the Gemara says, "Hatam nafkala mereshut adon legamrei." Over there, the ama ivriya goes free completely. "V'hacha akati mechasra mesira lechupa." Over here, she's still missing going to the chupa. She's still a little bit attached to her father. So the Gemara says, "B'hafarat nedarim miyan nafkala mereshute." Ah, but when it comes to annulling the vows, she's completely left his jurisdiction. Ditnan, as the Mishnah says, Na'ara ha-me'urasa, aviya u'bala mefarin nedareha. That the young girl, in Na'ara ha-me'urasa, she gets engaged, her father and the husband can annul the vows, but not alone. The father cannot do it alone, it needs to be together with the husband. So the Gemara says, V'hai ve'yatza chinam, l'hachi u'da'ata. That's what ve'yatza chinam is coming to teach us. This is the pasuk it's coming to teach us. Hami bayin lechetetania, we needed it for the Braita. The Tanya, the Braita says, V'yatza chinam. What does that mean? Elu yemei bagrut. That's referring to a maidservant and the days of her bagrut, which we said is 12 and a half and above. Ein kasef. That's elu yemei na'arut. That's referring to the days of 12 to 12 and a half. That she would go free during those days. The Gemara later on is going to explain why we need a pasuk for both of these. So why are you saying that the pasuk is used for something else? It's used for this. Amar avina. Imken lemakra en kesef. It would have said en kesef without a yud. My ein kesef. Why does it say with a yud? אין כסף לאדון זה, אבל יש כסף לאדון אחר. There is no money that goes to this master. It must be teaching us a drasha, but there is money that goes to another master. Or money who, and who is that referring to? Av. That's referring to the father. For when kiddushin happens, the money goes to him. So the Gemara says, we might darshin an hachi. How do we know we make such a drasha? The Tanya is right that says vezera enla. She has. This is referring to if she has no children. So Rashi says, "Ein li she'akev al bat kohen mila echol b'tshuma el zaram Yisrael." If let's say she doesn't have children and she goes back to her father's home, her father was a kohen. She initially married a Israel. When she goes back to her father's home, she can eat shurma, but that's only if she doesn't have Israel children. So the Gemara, the pasuk says, "Vezera ein la ein li ela zara." That's only referring to her children that hold her back. Zera zara minayin. How do we know her grandchildren will hold her back from eating truma? Talmud Lamar, Zera Enla, Ayenla. Dive and examine her to see if she has any type of offspring. Any Israel offspring would make her not able to eat truma. The Gemara says, Ve'enli, Ela Zera Kasher. That's only kosher children. Zera Pasul Minayin. What about a Mamzer? If she had a Mamzer child, how do we know that would also make her Pasul to eat truma? Talmud Lamar, the Pasuk says, Zera Enla, Ayenla. You have to go and examine her to see if she has any children whatsoever. So the Gemara says, Veha Apiktele Zera Zara. You already used that terminology. Enla ayenla, you use that already to find out that grandchildren make her pasul di truma if they're Israel. So zera zara lo itzterich kra. No, you don't need a pasuk for grandchildren. Why? Zibnei banim harein ked banim. Grandchildren are like one's own children, and we know one's own children from the pasuk vezera ayenla. So the Gemara says ki itzterich kra la zera pasul. Why do I need the pasuk to teach me zera pasul for non kosher children like a mamzer that even that would make her pasul di truma? Vetana gufei minale de darisha achi. How do we know? Where does the Tana himself learn this darasha from? So the Gemara says, Amri, k'tiv me'en Bil'am. It says, Bil'am refused. U'me'en Yevami. And it also says by Yavam that my Yavam refused. De lo k'tiv bu be'yud. It doesn't say with a yud. It says without a yud. So v'hacha k'tiv be'yud. Over here it does say a yud. Shma mina. It must be teaching us l'drasha hu da'ada. It's coming to teach you that you can you make a drasha out of this and learn out a drasha that you can learn out the dinim with the extra yud of ayenla, you know, from the fact that it could have said enla without a yud, and from the fact that it said that with a yud, you say ayenla, that you examine her to see if she has any children whatsoever, and that's where he learns out these dinim. The Gemara says, ve'itzrich lemichtav kiddushin le'avia, ve'itzrich lemichtav ma'aseh yadeh le'avia. You needed to say both, that both the kiddushin, the money goes to the father, and the earnings, they go to the father. Why? De'ikatav rachmana kiddushin alavia. If it would have only said kiddushin to the father, hava amena mishum delo tarchavu. I would have thought it's because she didn't work for it. There's no earning it. That's why it goes to the father. Aval ma'aseh adeah de'katarchavu. But one's own earnings, a woman's earnings that she earned, ema didahavu. I would have thought it stays with her. Ve'i ashmainen ma'aseh adeah. And if it would have only taught the case of ma'aseh adeah, of one's earnings, they come mitazna minei, because she is being sustained by the husband, by the father, sorry. Therefore, I would have thought that, okay, that's why it goes to the father. Aval kiddushea, but her own kiddushin de me'alma ka'ate la, it's coming from outside, it's coming from somebody else. Ema didahavu, I would have thought it would go to her. Suricha, that's why it's teaching us that, no, even that goes to the father. Gufa, the Gemara says, we go back. V'yatzachinam. Eliyame Bagrut. That is referring to, she goes free, that's the days of Bagrut from 12 and a half and on. Ein Kasef, Eliyame Na'arut. That's referring to the days of Na'arut between 12 and 12 and a half. So the Gemara says, V'lichtov Rachmana Na'arut V'lo Bayi Bagrut. Why doesn't it just say Na'arut? And it doesn't need to say Bagrut, right? Na'arut comes first. Na'arut is 12. Bagrut is 12 and a half. You don't need it to state Bagrut if even at 12, when she goes free, if it ain't kasef, and there's no money that's paid. So it's even by 12, she goes free. So why do you have to stay 12 and a half? So Amar Abba, Baz Zev Limed Azeh. Because each one came and taught on the other. Mid Dehava at Toshav V'Sachir. Like the case of Toshav V'Sachir, different types of avadim, right? The Rashi says, "Mid dava toshav zachir dechtiv gabei truma lemidrash achi," like it says by truma, right? Let's see. The Baraita is going to bring the whole case right now. Detanya, the Baraita says, "How is this similar to toshav zachir? Toshav ze kanui kinyan olam. This is a servant that is bought for kinyan olam. He's bought forever, and it's referring to. The question is, if he can eat truma, if he's owned by a kohen or not." So, Sakhir, ze kanoi kinyan shanim, Sakhir is only owned for 6 years. So, Yomar, so over here it's referring to saying that these slaves, these servants, they don't eat shurma even though they're owned by a kohen. So the Gemara says, Why doesn't it say Yomar Toshav velo Yomar Sakhir? It could have just said Toshav and not Sakhir. Vani Omer, and I would have said Kanui Kinyan Olam Eino Ochel, that a slave that's owned his whole life doesn't eat truma. Sakhir Kanui Kinyan Shanim Lakosh again, if he's owned only for 6 years, how much more so he's not going to eat truma? Meaning if the slave that's owned his whole for the rest of his life wouldn't eat truma, how much more so the slave that's only owned for 6 years? So the Gemara says, Ilu ken, if I would have said that, Haiti Omer, I would have said, Toshav ze kanui kinyan shanim. I would have thought that a Toshav is only owned for 6 years. Aval kanui kinyan olam ochel, but someone who's owned for their whole life by a kohen would eat truma. So ba sakhir velimed al Toshav. So that's why sakhir came and taught on Toshav, Sha'afal pisha kanui kinyan olam, eno ochel, even though he is owned forever, he still would not eat truma. So this is how he compares the case of Na'arut and Bagrut, that even though it's really, you can learn it out from the other one, you mention both because they're coming to teach one another. So the Gemara says, Amar le Abaye mi dame? Is that even similar in any way? Hatam trei gufeninu. Over there, in that case of the Toshav and Sakhir, it's two different people, two different entities. The chinami ketav rachmana Toshav nirtza lo yochal. Even if it would have, you know, from the fact that it said Toshav, that, you know, when he gets nirtza, he gets the punctured, that they, you know, they give him the puncture, the lo yochal, he would not eat shurma. V'hadar k'tiv idach. And then afterwards it says the opposite. It says that, you know, if he was not given nirtza, he should still not eat. So the havas sakhir milted the ati ba kalvachomer. I would have thought that you could just learn out sakhir from a kalvachomer. And the Gemara says milted the ati ba kalvachomer terachu ktav lakra. But something that you can learn out from a kalvachomer, sometimes the pasuk just writes it anyway, even though you can learn it out from a kalvachomer. I would have thought you can learn that from a kalvachomer, but they wrote it anyway in the pasuk about sakhir as well. Elahacha, but in our case, the case of Na'arut and Bagrut, Chad Gufahi, it's only one person, it's one body. She went through 12, she went through 12 and a half. If she goes free at 12, then obviously she goes free at 12 and a half. So the Gemara says, Ki nafka la bi Na'arut bi Bagrut mai ba'yagabe. She goes free, it's 12. Well, what is that? Why do you have to mention even 12 and a half? How much more so if she's going free at 12 that she's already free at 12 and a half? So the Gemara says, Ela amar abaye, lo nitzercha ela le beger da ilonit. No, it's referring to a bagrut of someone who is an ilonit. Ilonit is someone who cannot have children, and she's not able to. Rashi says, In la simenei na'arut, she doesn't have the signs of na'arut. We say that you let her out when she's a bagrut at 20 years old. So the Gemara says, I would have thought to say, that you would let her out when she becomes na'ara. But you would not let her out when she goes to na'arut, when she goes to bagrut. Because she's skipping na'arut, really. She's an ilonit. She doesn't get the signs of becoming a na'ara. So I would have thought you would skip na'arut and you let her out at bagrut. You would let her out at Na'arut, and you would not let her out at Bagrut at 12 and a half. It's a Kamash Malan that over here, really, we say that you let her out at Bagrut. Over here, Rashi explains, is referring to 20 years old. So I would have thought, again, that Sadak Amena bin Na'arut Tipok, that you would let her out by Na'arut, but Bagrut lo Tipok, you would not let her out by Bagrut. Kamash Malan comes to Gemara teaches that no, you let her out at Bagrut in this case. That's why it wanted to teach us for the case of a beggar Ilonit. So the Gemara says, "Matkifla mor baravashi." He has a contradiction. Velav kal vachomer. Is this not a kal vachomer? Umas simanin she'en motzin mirshut av. Signs they do not remove her from the jurisdiction of the father, but still motzin mirshut adon. They remove her from the jurisdiction of the master. Bagrut, a stage of bagrut at 12 and a half, she motziyam mirshut av, that is removed from the jurisdiction of the father. Enodin she motziyam mirshut adon, is not all the more so that she gets removed from the jurisdiction of the master. So what is referring to the Gerashi? She'en motziyam mirshut av, k'damrin an la'el she ma'ase yadeh la'aviyah, that her earnings go to the father. Bagrut she motziyam mirshut av, the bagrut that she does remove from the father, de lo ashkachna de zachei lekra ala na'arut. We only see in the Pasukim that the father is zoche with her money. It's only by Na'arut, by 12 and a half, by Bagrut. He's not more zoche. So isn't it a Kal Vachomer here, the Gemara says? Ela amar mor baravashi lo nitzercha. What was it all taught for? Ela li'ikar zevina da'ilonit. It's referring to the actual sale of an ilonit. Salka da'at ha'chamin, I would have thought to say, dematia simane na'arut havve zvina. If a person brought simane, the signs of na'arut, of signs of she went through, she's going through puberty and stuff like that, signs of puberty, that she's a na'ara, then I would have thought that's a proper sale. De lo matia simane na'arut, if she had not brought these signs of na'arut, lo havia zvina zvina. I would have thought that sale is not a sale. Flipping the amun, kamash malan, that's why the Gemara teaches us, v'yatza chinam. No, that's why it's saying v'yatza chinam. that even if she didn't have these signs of Na'arud, she didn't go to these signs of Na'arud, the sale is still considered a sale. So the Gemara says, Ulemor Baravashi, the Amar Velav Kalvachomer, according to Mor Baravashi, that said, isn't it a Kalvachomer? Ha'amrinan Milta Da'ativa Kalvachomer, Terachu Ktav Lakra. We said that even sometimes when a Kalvachomer is able to be learned, they, how much more so, you can just write in the Pasuk. Sometimes they do that. They write in the Pasuk, even though it may not necessarily be needed in the Pasuk, because you can learn it from a Kalvachomer, it's still written anyway sometimes. So what do you say? So that's only whenever you're unable to answer it in another way, in another option. But over here, since you're able to answer it in another derech, in another option, we would think that you would write it in a derech, another option. That's what he would say. So it's only we would write it in a pasuk, even though it can be learned from a kal vachomer, if there's no other way for it to be taught. So that's what the din is. So the Gemara says, "V'tana ma'iti la'mehachan." The Tana brings it from here. The Tana, as the Braita says, "Ki yikach ish isha ve'ala." So it says that if a person marries a woman and he sleeps with her and he sees not something that he doesn't like, so the Gemara says, "Ein kicha ela b'kesef." When it says kicha, he's taking her, that's with money. He's able to acquire her with money. V'chen hu omer, as pasuk says, "Natati kesef asadeh kach mimeni." I gave the money of this field, kach mimeni, take it from me. So what is this referring to? This is referring to, we saw this earlier, this is by Avraham Avinu. So the Gemara says, "V'halo dinu." It's a kal v'chomer. Uma amaha ivriya, a Hebrew maidservant, she'ena niknet be'bi'a niknet be'kesef. She is not acquired by relations. She's acquired with money. Zo, this woman, a young woman, she'niknet be'bi'a, she can be acquired with relations. How much more so? Eno din she'tikane be'kesef, that she can be acquired. How much more so with money? So why do you need the pasuk? So the Gemara says, Yevama tochiach. I'll show you why you need the pasuk. So Yevama will prove, sheniknet bebi'a ve'ina niknet bekesef. A Yevama was waiting for her brother-in-law to do yibum or chalitza. She can be acquired either. She can be acquired with relations, but not with money from the brother-in-law. Ah, so now you don't have this regular din of someone can be, the kol sheken, the kal v'chomer that we just brought. It's broken now. Because you can't say, because you can learn it the opposite way. You can say, look at the Yevama, she's acquired with relations, but she's not acquired with money. So we need the Pasuk to tell us that a woman can be married off, she can be engaged and acquired with money. So the Gemara says, hold on, Mali Yevama, she can eniknet bishtar. Hold on, a Yevama is not acquired with a document. Tomar bezo, she niknet bishtar. I would have thought you say with this woman, with our woman, we're referring to a woman, she's able to be acquired with a document also. If she's able to be acquired with a document, now the kal v'chomer comes back again. So you have a woman who can be acquired with bi'a and with a document, and how much more so that she can be acquired with kesef. So why do you need the pasuk? So Talmud Lomar ki yikach ish. So that's why it says ki yikach ish. Hold on, the Gemara says, ha lama likra, why do I need a pasuk for that? Ha atyala, it's a kal v'chomer. So the Gemara says, Amar Ravashi mishum de'ika lemeimar meikara de dina pircha. Because I would think to say that the ikar din that we're trying to teach has a contradiction on it. Meicha kamaititla, where are we learning this from? Me'amaha ivriya, from Amah ivriya. And the Gemara says, Ma la'amaha ivriya sheken yotza bekesef, tomar bezo she'ena yotza bekesef. I would have thought that Amah ivriya, she goes free with money. But our woman that we're referring to, she does not go free with money. So it's different. Right? Rashi says, how does the Amah Yivriya go free? She can acquire herself if she wants. She can redeem herself. Whereas our woman, you cannot redeem yourself in a marriage. The only way to get out of it is with a sefer, a divorce. So therefore, because the Amah Yivriya has a way to get out with money, and our woman does not have a way to get out with money. That's why I need a pasuk. I cannot learn it from a kal v'chomer from Amah Yivriya anymore, because Amah Yivriya is stricter now, and I can no longer learn it from there. Talmud Lomar, that's why the pasuk says, Ki yikach ish, isha. It says that if a man acquires a woman, meaning with money, then she is considered niknet, she is considered acquired, because with money, this is the proof that you need a pasuk, because you cannot learn the kal v'chomer anymore. And this is the source that you need a pasuk to teach us that a woman can be acquired with money. Okay, let's stop there for today. We'll do a quick 1-minute recap. We started Amud Bet by talking about how do we know the earnings of a daughter go to a father. That was the first subject. Then as we got to the Amud Aleph, Dalet Amud Aleph, we started by talking about why it needed to teach that Kiddushea and Ma'aseh Adeh La'aviyah, both the Kiddushin, money, and the earnings all go to the father. And we learned why I would have thought otherwise for both of them and why they both go to the father. Then we started talking about Na'arut and Bagrut. If the pasuk was teaching us that she goes free for Na'arut, the age of Na'arut, the Amah Yivriya, then why does it have to say for Bagrut when she's even older? It's a kol sheken, how much more so? So the Gemara said it wanted to come and teach us the case of, the Maskana was wanting to teach us the case of the Ikar sale of an Ailonit. That I would have thought that only if she had brought signs of Na'arut is the sale valid, whereas if not, then the sale is not valid. But the Gemara said that no, that's not the case, that's why we need the Pasuk. And the final part of the daf was really, how do we know from this Pasuk, Ki Yikach Ish Isha, do we learn from here that a woman can be acquired with Kesef? And we ended by yes, because we cannot learn it from a Kal Vachomer from Ama Yivra, because Ama Yivra has a stricter side to it from the fact that it can, Ama Yivra can be redeemed with money, whereas a woman cannot be removed and redeemed from a marriage with money. So therefore you have to learn from the Pasuk, Ki Yikach Ish, that is referring to a man can acquire a woman with money and do Kiddushin Be Kesef. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen.